The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Biz Besties. We're your hosts, Nicole and Kayla. So excited to be here this week. Today's topic is one that we have been hearing repeatedly, which is a funny coincidence because we're going to talk about what it means to be repetitive. I would say a concern that we hear from people in the DMs on Instagram. And even when people start to work with us, this is something that they come to us that they know that we can help them solve. And so before we get into what that juicy topic is, I want to hear from you, Kayla. What are you grateful for today?
Today, I am grateful for my mom. I'm grateful for Bev showing up as herself when I was a kid and focusing on her health. We had a lot of stuff going on when I was a kid, and it wasn't the easiest childhood. She wasn't in an easy relationship. We had a lot of money issues in our family and conflicting problems with different personalities, to say the least. And my mom always showed up for herself in an exercising way. And because I saw her running and lifting weights and playing soccer and doing things on teams when I was a kid, it has really opened the door to me as an adult and as I've been growing up to prioritize my own working out. And the more and more I act like this and I see my kids saying, oh, did you go to the gym today? Or mommy's going to ride her bike with us too, or that kind of fun stuff. And we get to work out and move our bodies together. The more I'm grateful for my mom for always setting that example and making herself a priority.
Shout out to you, Beth.
Okay. What's yours?
Okay. What I'm grateful for today is so many. I think the one that I will choose today is our clients. I'm so grateful for our clients. I love when we hear from them. So if you're listening to this, your Aligned CEO Method, your Aligned Business School, we love hearing from you. We love hearing that you tried something new in your business and it worked. We love hearing that you are getting results. We love hearing that you've had your biggest cash month ever. We love hearing that you had your most successful launch. These are all things that we love to hear. And as always, you're responsible for your results. We didn't get you those results. You got you those results. We provided resources and coaching and mentoring and cheerleading along the way. And so I just want to shout you out for those of you who are in our programs, who show up to the calls, who ask the questions, who fill out the tracker, who go into the back end and use all of those resources. Kayla and I basically have a university of online business available at your fingertips. And I love seeing when people utilize that and then get the results. So yeah, I feel really grateful for our clients today because they're self-led women with lots of ambition and determination and absolutely do not want to live off of somebody else's schedule or somebody else's rules. And those are the type of women I'm magnetized to.
And so am I. Cheers to that. And we're so happy to be able to support you.
Yeah, so, you know
what I love to see? I love seeing clients' ads coming through my Instagram. I'm like, oh, there you are running your targeted ad to people who are on your list, or it's your like list, similar to your list ad that's going out. I see you. And it gives me a little thrill every time. Like, look at you building your list.
Yeah, so good. Okay, speaking of building your list, now, Kayla and I, for those of you who may be new here, we know there's always new listeners to the podcast. Yay, welcome. Every Thursday, this segment is Biz Besties, and our intention is to address, I would say, concerns, fears, worries, setbacks, address these things that stop women from living the life that they want or slow them down from having a business that will ultimately set you free. And we're here to talk about what it's been like for us behind the scenes, except it's not behind the scenes anymore because we're in your ear, talking about what it's been like for us, the things that we've tried, the things that have worked, the things that didn't work in building our company from ground zero up to seven figures in just over 3 years. That's how long it took us. We're almost coming up to our 4-year anniversary of our business. And so our intention is to provide real and honest feedback and also to look at the patterns and hear from you about what it is that you're needing most. And something that's been coming up a lot for us in the DMs, and when I say in the DMs, we mean over on Instagram, where people are sending us messages saying that this is the problem that they're facing and they want to work with us. And they just don't even know if this problem can be solved because maybe they've watched the YouTube videos, they are listening to podcasts, they're doing different things. And I would say one of the biggest problems that we've heard, especially over the last year, I don't know what's happening with the algorithms, but people are saying, I'm posting, I'm showing up, I'm creating polls, I'm being consistent on Instagram, and nobody is engaging with me. Wouldn't you say that is one of the most common things we're hearing right now?
Yes, that combined with people who are always creating new content and wondering why it's not being picked up.
Yes.
So it's a combo. It's a combo.
It's a combo of I'm creating new content and I'm going on social media and telling people about it. Like I created a freebie. I created a new program. I bundled my stuff together. I'm going to make a podcast. Like
I did a series of posts.
Yeah, I did a series of posts. We are here for you being creative. If creating content is fun for you, amazing. There's probably an issue here with your messaging and creating new content that has a different message or reaches a different target audience every time is going to be problematic.
Yeah. And so we hear you creating that content, coming up with something new, having your creativity going off the hook. And the issue is people are not talking to you about it. Their conversations are not happening. People are not engaging. And then from us, from a business coach perspective, we are like, okay. And those people that are watching who are not engaging are definitely not moving over to sales conversations, are not moving over to be the purchaser.
Mm-hmm. And you want that. You to have a sustainable business, a profitable business, you need to have sales. You need to have people buying. So a very common thing that we address inside of Align CEO Method is how to turn people from watching your content into buying your content. And what we know to be true, and we've experienced this ourselves, is whether you're going to make a lot of content or not, and whether you're going to be really consistent and show up on social media or not, you have to choose something and stick with it. And for an extended period of time and experiment with that message, experiment with creating your content around that. Otherwise, you are not going to be synonymous with solving whatever problem it is. And for example, Kayla and I were leading a call a couple of weeks ago, and somebody inside of our program said, I feel like a parrot. I feel like I'm repeating myself all of the time. And we said, that's excellent. That's actually the goal. We all want to sound like a parrot because when you are saying the same thing over and over again, people are going to start to realize that you have the solution to their problem. What would you say to that, Kayla? What would you add to that?
I think the first thing is spending time on intentional creation and then repurposing that intentional creation to be able to use across platforms and use again and again, and solving the people's problem that you're talking to with service to them. So that intentional creation is talking about the problem that you're solving for people who need your service. When you work with them, their life is going to be changed. That's who you're talking to. And then the more you're consistent, the more you have brand consistency, the more you have message consistency, the more you sell the offer that you've created, then the more you're a parrot, and yay, people get to know you for that. And then the next thing is we have some engagement tips from Nicole, the queen of engagement, the queen of filling the DMs, because yes, you can have this intentional creation, but if you don't talk to anyone about what their problem is, you're stalled. So it's almost backwards. Like, we almost need to do the engagement tips first and then marry the engagement with what you're really good at.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to be saying the same thing over and over again. So for example, I know that those of you listening, if you've been listening for a while, you will know that Kayla and I talk about the same things over and over. Kayla was passionate about money. I was passionate about manifesting. We're both trained coaches. We came together. We created a course. From that course, we got into masterminds. That mastermind led to year-long coaching programs. We switched into being business coaches in early 2021 because lots of people were starting to ask us how we could help them grow their business because they saw that we were growing our business. Our story. I think lots of people know our stories. You know that I used to be a teacher. You know that Kayla used to be a fundraiser. You know why we're passionate about what it is we're passionate about. You know that we help women solve the problem of you feel like you're trapped in this 9-to-5 grind and exchanging all of your time for money. And you want to create something online and have this multiple six-figure business online. Again, I know that those of you who are listening and have been listening for a while, you know that we talk about this stuff all the time. It'd be odd if all of a sudden I started talking about I am a pre and postnatal sleep specialist and or I help women post divorce. If I was talking about postpartum tips, like that would be really strange if all of a sudden I start to talk about things that A, I had zero lived experience in. I don't have children, so I don't know postpartum life, and I've not done any pre-postnatal sleep consulting for people with babies. I've never been divorced. I don't want to be divorced. Like all of these things, it would seem really odd if all of a sudden that was the angle I started to take. You as the listener would be confused. And we know a confused audience doesn't buy. So I think also too, the piece of creating intentional content, like you were saying, Kayla, that solves people's problems. The biggest piece to that is you've probably lived that.
Yeah. The biggest piece of it is that this is probably you 5 years ago, before you solved the problem that you solved and are in your breakthrough state right now. Of course, right now you're going through something that you're going to be able to teach in 5 years. But what problem did you have 5 years ago that you successfully solved that problem and you're on the other side of now? And you're probably very passionate about it.
Yeah.
Our lived experience informs everything.
Yeah. So you have your lived experience. You talk about that. You're creating intentional content about that. You're being consistent with that. You have an offer that solves that problem. So we knew that we didn't want to work for somebody else. We wanted to have an online business. We figured that out for ourselves. Now we help women all over the world start and grow businesses in the online space as well. So that is our offer that solves the problem of people feeling like I'm tired of exchanging time for money. We're like, awesome, we've got you. Come join Align CEO Method. It is our job to continuously show up and talk about that and create content that serves, that gives people ideas and starters of like how they can do this too, and builds that know, love, trust factor with people. And then in terms of engagement, having people engaging with you would be being curious. And that's really the coach mindset, rather than positioning yourself as I know it all, and I'm up here on top of this pedestal and you're never going to get to where I am. Nobody's going to engage with that type of content. You want to have content that asks your audience questions. It quizzes them. It polls them. It says, do you relate to me too? Have you been here? You want to say things where people feel safe and comfortable to relate to what you're saying and they want to engage in your content. So that's really important. Then you open up convos with them. I like to do this in the DMs with voice notes so that people know I'm a real human. I've got real things to say. I'm passionate. And I can solve some problems. I could solve many problems in the DMs. I will solve some problems in the DMs. And then at a certain point, I know that my time and my experience is really valuable. And so I can give people, hey, here's a resource, come listen to the podcast or get our freebie or whatever it might be. But if you want to get serious about this, then that's where I can invite people into. We have the answers to all of the problems that you're seeing right now. And it's inside of our program. It's inside of our paid program. And this is what you can be doing too, is you can give, you can be intentional and generous. And at some point, you get to ask for the sale. And most people will say yes once they feel like you've really given them the opportunity to know, love, trust you.
Because you are going to solve their problem and that's what they want.
Yeah.
Okay. My question for you, Nicole, is we have this intentional creation piece. You're making something that's solving people's problems. It was probably your problem 5 years ago and you are now, you know how to solve it and you're helping people. And you're saying it over and over again because you're a parrot. And you are using Nicole's engagement tips. You're standing out in the crowd and you are talking to people about your personal experience and their experience and polling them and quizzing them and blah, blah, blah. Okay. What is, everybody can think about this for themselves, but I want Nicole to answer this. What is the hill that you are willing to, we don't want to say die on, but go to battle on? What is the thing that you truly believe that you are going to stand up and declare and say and call people in who also believe in that and repel people who think that's bullshit? What is the thing for you?
I love this question so much. And I know my answer crystal clear. And I know that you have the exact same one. The hill that I am willing to die on and that I will preach until the cows come home is that money is an incredible resource and tool and gets us so much opportunity and helps us buy back our time and allows us to live the lives that we really want to live, sets our schedule up for more freedom, take those trips, be home with your kids, whatever it is. And I know for a fact that the fastest, most best, easiest way to earn more money is to do it myself through my own online business, not to wait for an employer to give you 100% pay raise, because that's never going to happen. We've never met somebody that's, every time I ask for a pay raise, I get it. No, that doesn't happen. I'm not going to wait to marry rich. I am married and I love my husband and I love his work and I love what he does in the world. And I've been raised to be independent and not rely on somebody else's money source. I want to be the creator of my own. And I'm not over here waiting to win a lottery ticket. I want to be responsible for generating my own cash flow and making as much money as I fucking want. And that's all available when you build your own business. And so the hill that I'm willing to die on is get inside of our world, get inside of Align CEO Method, build a business that you are so proud of, that you love working, give yourself your own damn pay raise every single day. Stop waiting for the lottery ticket, the man, the employer, whatever it is, do it yourself because you will feel so satisfied and so happy and so abundant. And there is incredible opportunity on the other side of having something that is your own.
Yeah, amen to that. My part of it is the same as yours. And that I want those of you who are listening to know that you deserve to be wealthy, to be rich, to earn a lot of money, and you deserve to build your wealth through your own business, through your own portfolio. If you want to invest in stocks, through your own real estate, you deserve just as much as anyone else out there who's doing it deserves it. You absolutely deserve this. And actually, you are setting an example for many people who are watching you who want to believe that they deserve it too. So you get to go and make your money and charge for your knowledge and be the leader. You deserve to create your own business and create your own wealth for all the reasons Nicole just said. And you deserve it just for being you.
Yeah.
And that's our hill. What would be cool is if everyone who's listening DM'd us, what's your hill? And you don't have to die on the hill. It's like a metaphor that you could see, like you're climbing to the top of the hill and you have a flag and you're like, this is it. I am putting my stake in the grass and saying, this is my thing. And that is what I'm willing to talk about. And I truly, to my core, believe. So what is it? DM us.
Yeah. And when you are that passionate about something, it will inform so many of your decisions. Do you want to create this thing? Does it speak to the hill you're willing to die on? This comes from, you know, from applying to do a TED talk where they want you to have your 15 word through line, which is basically, it's not the title of your TED talk, but it's the general message. And that general message they've said is the hill you're willing to die on. It's an idea that's worth spreading. And it's the hill you're willing to die on because you are that passionate about it. And it would be very hard to convince you otherwise. And you also get to know, like you said, Kayla draws the line in the sand. I know that not everybody thinks this way or believes this. I know that people love their job security and they love being an employee and they love safetiness of it. And I say that in air quotes because people get let go from their jobs all the time. So I don't know how much safety is there. Like people love that and think that starting your own business is the riskiest thing to do. And then just those people aren't my people.
People love to believe what is going to keep them safe when you're attached onto your limiting belief. And I was talking to somebody yesterday about how they could have a personal training business online because they want to move to Portugal. And I said, you're already a really good trainer and you're so passionate about it. Could you just have this business that you have in person online? And that person was so dead set against the possibility. There's so much competition. People don't want to train online, blah, blah, blah. All the excuses came up. And on the other side of all those excuses, there are people who only want to train online, who only want to train at 2 a.m., who only want to train. There's so many things. There's so many people in this huge wide world. When you are super clear on your messaging, let's say this person said, I only train online. I do one-on-one. You bring me to the gym and I walk you through it or whatever that looks like the first time. And I only train at 2 a.m. and I only train people who eat mangoes. There will be people who only train at 2 a.m., eat mangoes and want to be online. That would be a really big line in the sand for that person when they say, this is who I work with. If you're listening and that's, you would say, okay, that's me. I need to get in touch. Finally, somebody sees me. But that person is preventing themselves from having this online training business because they believe that Peloton and Beachbody and all the other trainers that have ever gone before are already taking up the whole market share when that is simply not true. For example, I would train with that person online and they're standing in front of me and telling me no one would, but I would. So that is closing a door that's open right there.
My trainer that I currently work with, I'm in a 16-week program with Team D, shout out to Team D. It's all online. I've never met Daryl in real life. All my programming has been online and it is the most enjoyable fitness program I've had to date.
And she believes that's the way to do it. And so that's why it works.
Yeah. And what Kayla and I want to remind everybody of is whether you want to have a fitness program online, maybe you want to have a course that teaches about astrology, maybe you want to have a membership for yoga, whatever it is. Like we work with so many different types of businesses. Say you want to have any of those programs that allow you to be in the online space and have this one-to-many model and make tons and tons of money, which is what happens for our clients. No, that's one piece of the puzzle. When you come work with us, we're going to help you with all of the other pieces. We're going to say, okay, you created your course. Now we've got all of the messaging tools here for you. We know how to market it. We know the operations. We know how to have a funnel that leads to that and from that so that people are always finding you, always signing up and working with you, always wanting to continue to work with you and go to your next thing so that you have reoccurring revenue so that your business is profitable. We have all of those things in place. And so if you're listening and thinking, I've tried this before and it didn't work, I've tried to get people to engage with me online, then maybe you're missing another piece of the puzzle. And dare I say, because I feel like we've tried most of it, we probably have the answers that you need and we want to help you. You have to be willing to say, okay, I've got 9 out of 10 puzzle pieces and I need the 10th one and I need to figure out how to put these into place and I need another set of eyes and ears to look at this. Would you be willing to help me? We're always willing to help people who want to go to the next level.
Yeah, we're here for it. Let's get so many women making so much money online and not being on anyone else's schedule.
Yeah.
We will show you how.
Yeah, we will show
Let's
you how.
go.
This is what we do. Okay, so we decided before we hit record that we're coming up to the end of April here. And we know that moving into May, June, July, you want to get out, you want to be on your paddleboard, you want to be at the lake, you want to be spending more time with the kids and school's winding down and all of the things. And we want you to get ahead of this engaged messaging and marketing now so that you can have your content batch created, repurposed, ready to go, and everything is working for you so that you can actually enjoy as you move into these summer months. And we want to support you to do that inside of Align CEO Method. And we know that now is the time because we're like you and we want to spend more time off this summer. We know that people... our business will not slow down and yours doesn't have to either. We want to help you out. So what we thought we would do is all you have to do, those of you listening, we'll take, say, the first two people. That's probably what our capacity is at right now. We'll take the first two people who respond from this podcast and either send us a DM on Instagram that says engagement or send us an email to connect@mylinepurpose.com that says engagement. And if you want to get on a call with us to see if you'd be a good fit for Align CEO Method and we get your messaging and marketing dialed before we move into the summer months, then we'd love to chat with you and we can hop on a call. That will go to the first two people who respond. Those will probably go quick. So make sure that if this is something you want, that you send us a message. And then Kayla, I love when we were talking about this beforehand, what you said about the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago and the next best time is today. And what happens if they plant the seed today?
So businesses work in cycles and in seasons. That's what we teach and what we believe and what we know, especially online business and what our people are doing. So this is the springtime where the sun's coming out in the Northern Hemisphere, and we're going to plant the seeds. You're going to get your messaging dialed. You're going to have your offers open. You're going to start making sales and having these conversations and moving people forward. Once you have practiced that, from now until the fall, you will have practiced your messaging, tweaked it, have your offers ready, and be working towards building your business. So when the fall hits, and the fall is the time that people are thinking about, okay, what's going to happen in 2025? Who do I want to be? How can I solve my Christmas issues? How can I solve my Thanksgiving issues? People buying things for those holidays. It's going to be Black Friday. It's just a high time for people buying things. You don't want to be testing your messaging in the fall when you could be testing it right now. Mm-hmm. We want to have things rolling so that in the fall you're making money and you'll be making money right away, but we want to have a runway and time to be able to think about what you put out into the world in the fall.
Yeah, absolutely.
So better to start right now.
And the way that we know you're going to make money right away is because we have an onboarding process that supports you to get your business up and making cash money within the first 30 days of being enrolled in our program. And then we get to spend a whole year together, which is really fun.
Yeah. Aligned results, onboarding. Let's go. 30 days of money-making strategies that you're going to put into place and have those conversations and make those sales and hit the ground running when you join Aligned CEO.
Absolutely. Okay. So again, the first, let's say two people who respond with engagement and you want to have a call with us to talk about how we can take your business to the next level, reach out to us and we'll get back to you.
Okay. Can't wait to see who sends us a message.
Have a great day, everyone.